This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 20 for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly lower at Thursday's close, retreating from earlier gains as a downturn in Chicago soy oil spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola up 10 cents to down 60 cents at the final bell, down 60 cents in November at $577.70 per ton. That contract had traded as high as $588 earlier today. Canola started the day seeing a continuation of yesterday's corrective bounce, with gains in European rapeseed also supportive. Production uncertainty in parts of Western Canada underpinned the market, but rising yield prospects for U.S. soybeans kept a lid on an upside, and an eventual downturn in soy oil spilled into canola. Most technical indicators also remain pointed lower. That made the earlier gains a selling opportunity from a chart standpoint. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed and corn and wheat all lower. Soybeans had seen a continuation of yesterday's corrective bounce, with end-user bargain hunting and speculative short covering also supportive. However, November beans unchanged at the close at 968.5. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales topped trade expectations, with about 1.3 million tons of new crop business going on the books. An additional 221,000 tons of old crop sales were also reported. However, there was no real change to the underlying bearish fundamentals, as U.S. crop weather remains favorable and supply projections keep rising. Corn, also underpinned by oversold price sentiment and chart-based positioning, but ran into resistance as the good old crop weather weighed on prices. The September contract down 6 cents at 375 per bushel. Old crop weekly U.S. corn sales were below trade expectations, but new crop sales of about 800,000 tons were solid. Wheat ending mostly lower, a Russian attack on an Odessa grain facility had sparked buying overnight, but wheat ran into resistance and turned lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in September at 586 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents in September at 537 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 6 cents in September at 528 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just under 400,000 tons, which was at the higher end of trade expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Ferrance-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.